Begin the current daf mesechtes moed cutting off your zayin. Begin the amen al. Begin the toast masal. Begin with the gemara. But tarke, what does that mean? Nashchei a masai. It bit him on his male member. Now v'yesh mafashim. Someone explained that midi k'negi midah. It was measure for measure. Mishum de nechshu biznus. Because since as the gemara explains, he was suspected regarding immorality. Therefore, it was that organ that was bitten. K'negi toast masal. Begin with the gemara. Lekiblu, and they didn't accept him into the cemetery, because the hadalechna, because the snake went around the perimeter and not letting him in to be buried. Kinnik says masa that begins with the word the Gemara, and Tosafot Gemara says the over Adar Beloi, because he violated Beloi's teaching, and ulekach lekiblu, and therefore they didn't accept him. Apishoy tamachachem, although he was a Talmudic scholar, because he didn't go to a place where they didn't recognize him, and therefore he calls a chalashem by being submitting to his evil inclination. Now, v'yesh goyisim, those are actually the gerses, the ovid kibbaloi, because he actually did the kibbaloi, meaning, mishum hachi kibbalu dayon, therefore, at least in the cemetery of the judges, they did accept him, because at the end of the day, he at least did the kibbaloi. So it's either an explanation why they didn't accept him into that of the chasidim, or accepted him into the one of the dayonim. Shnei says, Maslam, begin with the Gemara, emroi odm shi'itim eskabalav, if a person sees his inclination is overpowering him, then he should do like this teaching of kibbaloi. Now, because of Rach, Rabbi Chanan writes, he says, Chas v'shalom, loy hutu loy las aver. That's not that, okay, then the person's permitted to go out and violate a sin by doing this prescription. The idea is that because by doing this whole thing, he's going to subdue his heart. And the Perakamak, the Kedushin Parashi, in Kedushin of Menlam and Avotis, as I explained, that all the toll of traveling and wearing the black garments, it's going to ultimately break his Yetzihara, and it's going to prevent him from sinning. What do you mean? Because I took, you're the one that's the problem. I'm chayv nidui. Maybe I stole, but why are you putting me in nidur? Which place is bothered by a question. Although we actually do excommunicate a person because of monetary obligation, like the said previously, that when do we say this is for monetary law that we do mishamed? So it says, what you could say is, yeah, but he should have first summoned him to court. Because maybe he would pay. We don't just excommunicate. But additionally, even if in courts we excommunicate, but we first require the preliminary Monday, Thursday, Monday, like I previously explained, like it's like that we don't just write it until we first warn him. And the Lagdimilisur, it's not similar to regarding prohibitory law. If the gear says the manad and the altar, we excommunicate immediately because I'm a bahu gaba, like we said, regarding that person, that he ate the dates that fell off on Shabbos, also at the beginning in Avon of Samachil Menal, where Rabbeinu saw a person that tied his donkey to a palm tree on Shabbos, and I'll do that on Shabbos because he might come to use the tree on Shabbos, and he warned him, and he didn't pay attention. He gave him, he excommunicated him immediately. But regarding monetary law, no, we don't do that. Now, Shem Rabbeinu Tam Shemati, he said, I heard the name Rabbeinu Tam, that the reason why he wasn't liable for nidu when he stole is because in that place, the custom was they used to do that. They would eat from the trees and then pay up. They didn't really violate Gezel to be chayiv nidu because he could pay up. So therefore, that's why he was complaining, what, was I chayiv nidu to you? Shemnek says, Master, beginning with the Gemara Meshama Navshe, that before he would be menada tamachachem, Mazutu would put himself in excommunication. Tosafot explains, what's the reason? Shem tzar, because of pain. The fact that he has to be put a tamachachem in nidur, he would show that this was painful and therefore he put himself into nidur. Or inami, another reason is kadesh yizoch lahatur, to remember, if he's in nidur, he'll remember that he has to undo the tamachachem's nidur. Now, v'hadlo hitu l'chaberet mitchila, so if that's the case, why didn't he first undo his nidur then his own? I mean, b'shuvah is parakama, like the Gemara says in Shavuot, David Amarav, yob ezakav yechab al-chayv, rather have someone who's meritorious and atone for that which is liable. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol would first have the atonement for himself before all the other Kohanim. Therefore, it's better when he permits for his friend, that he should first be permitted. So he's a mutter that's being matter to someone else and not the other way around.